A spokesman for Thailand's junta has hit back at criticism from Washington, insisting that military officers in the country should have powers usually reserved for the police. The generals who seized power in a coup almost 2 years ago have drafted a new constitution and say they plan finally to hold elections, but the draft charter, issued on March 29th, would allow the military to retain a degree of control over future elected governments, and also included a controversial measure to give soldiers ranked sub-lieutenant and higher the power to summon, arrest, and detain people suspected of anything from crimes against public peace to gambling. Army officers will also be allowed to seize assets and search some properties without warrants. Junta spokesman Major General Sansern K. Kamnard told the Bangkok Post that the measure was needed to support police in cracking down on mafia and influential crime figures. Human rights groups say the powers would lead to more restrictions on freedom of expression, assembly, and association in the country, where the military government has already been stamping out dissent. U.S. State Department spokeswoman for East Asia, Katina Adams, on Monday called on Thailand's generals to limit the role of the military in internal policing and allow civilian authorities to carry out their duties, the Associated Press reported. Sansern rejected the U.S. getting involved in domestic affairs and said Washington was being misled by public relations companies hired by unnamed parties to denigrate the Thai government, the Bangkok Post said. This article posted by Simon Lewis.